stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper. I've been overwhelmed and greatly impressed by a church in Rockhampton's plan to help out their suffering community. Rockhampton has suffered from major flooding for weeks and weeks. While the camera crews moved down south, the waters remained in Rockhampton, isolating this group of people from the rest of their state and country, and with each day destroying more and more of their houses, possessions, jobs and livelihood. Amongst this demoralising and devastating loss, Rockhampton Presbyterian Church had a plan. While it would be completely understandable for this group of people to clean up their own houses first, they have volunteered to run a childcare during the day so the people of Rockhampton could focus on cleaning up their houses. When they come back to pick their kids up at night, they would arrive to a barbecue dinner, as well as this teams would wander the streets and help others clean up where they can. Electricians, tradies, people that are good with shovels and mops, they were ready to help out their suffering neighbours. This is just one story. We've all seen the vision on TV of thousands upon thousands of similar, everyday, ordinary Aussies giving up their time to clean up the dirty and smelly mess left behind by those devastating floods. No doubt you have also seen the many people volunteering in evacuation centres, the salvos feeding the hungry, comforting and lending an ear to hurting Aussies who left most of their physical memories and belongings in houses that were about to be inundated with dirty, debris-filled water. Our response in these times says a lot about who we are as people and as a nation. We see in the Bible that Jesus is most concerned with those who are in need, concerned to see them fed and cared for. He fed and cared for those in need on many occasions in the Bible and demands us to care for those in need. I see great hope for the people of Australia that care so much for their neighbours in times of trial. This is exactly what Jesus would do. I see great hope for the church that mobilises and helps out wherever and whenever it can those in times of trials. Whether it's feeding the hungry, cleaning up, raising funds. I've even heard of a program called Fridges for Families, raising funds for fridges to be purchased for families who've lost theirs in the floods. There are so many good things being done. While many Aussies have lost a lot, our sense of community and serving heart has developed greatly. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.